memory. I'd say first, let's start with some context. I'd say mobility to begin with is not going anywhere. If anything, it's increasing. Mobility is an absolute necessity for economic inclusivity, for prosperity. And just when you look, especially in the parts of the world that where I spend my time, nearly a billion people still don't live very close to an all-weather road. Okay, you see nearly 20% of women don't look for jobs out of fear of harassment in transit. So mobility is just extremely relevant to what we've been talking about today and is a necessity. And I'd say secondly, when we think about sustainability, it's just highly relevant to the world achieving our joint and mutual sustainability goals. So transportation, I think by almost all estimates, represents about a quarter of the world's total emissions, and it's growing. Even without renewable energy sources, we'll talk more about that, rail is clearly the most energy efficient mode of transportation. So 10 times less CO2 intensive than an airplane, five times less CO2 intensive than a car, and the technology will only get better. So it's clearly a bright future. And I'd say at Alstom, and really our mission is to really set rail on a pathway to be an emissions-free technology, whether that's hydrogen, whether that's batteries, there's going to be different solutions for different challenges. But we need to be on a pathway for emissions-free technology. So you talked about hurdles. What are the hurdles, especially in, let's say, the emerging world? But I think they apply globally. And maybe I'll highlight three. So I'd say first is investment, and broadly speaking, the planning of investment. Railway and generally speaking, public transport in general have absolutely not developed at the same pace that the world is urbanized. And so you take a look at Africa, highest urbanization rate in the world, absolutely not the same type of rate of public transport and railway infrastructure development. And part of that is because, large part of that is because, is rail is seen to have a high initial investment. Okay, so we have to overcome that, and I think it's worth us diving more into that. And through that investment, there's a high need for financing solutions. So we have to figure out a way not only to plan well, not only have a belief of the investment, we need to secure the financing. Secondly, is social and I'd say economic hurdles. So first, and maybe you can tell by my accent, I happen to be American, and I would say even where I'm from, the perception of the use of private cars is very much tied to your social status. We see that as well across the Middle East and in a number of parts of the region of which I have the good fortune to lead today. But it's difficult oftentimes to get people to switch to public transportation. And it's not seen as something to aspire to, which is very different than say the country which I live here in Switzerland. And then I'd say secondly there, the environmental conditions of our region, high temperatures, makes, I would say, the last mile connectivity to public transport challenging. Walking, biking, not the norm, oftentimes not necessarily desired. So we have to figure out solutions to and from stations. And I'd say lastly and thirdly is maybe this idea of system thinking. So we're doing a lot of work around hydrogen, and it's an incredible fuel for the future. And you see the cost cycle come down and what it can do for areas where we don't have electrification. But you need a full system for it to work. It's not just a train. You need the infrastructure. You need fueling stations. You need distribution. And it's when we think about infrastructure investment, we have to think as a system, not piece by piece.
I'm